And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 12th. A British radio station debuted the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album in its entirety, this week in 1967. In 1958, the movie Let's Rock that starred Paul Anka, Danny and the Juniors, and the Royal Teens had its premiere. Fans ripped the shirt off Elvis Presley's back after his Jacksonville, Florida concert this week in 1955. In 1960, the Frank Sinatra Timex TV special that was called Welcome Home Elvis aired this week in 1960, and it included two of them, Frank Sinatra and, of course, Elvis Presley singing a medley of Love Me Tender and Witchcraft. And finally, in Elvis news this week, in 1975, a radio station in Jacksonville, Florida, knocked out the city's phone service when they were giving away tickets to see Elvis Presley in concert. The Beatles' Let It Be movie opened in New York City this week in 1970. In 1958, Buddy Holly's optometrist gave him contact lenses for his 2800 eyesight, but he couldn't get used to them, so the trademark glasses remained. Cliff Richard's first movie, Serious Charges, premiered this week in 1959. In 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released Ohio, 10 days after the shooting of four students at Kent State University, which inspired them to record and write the song. The Rolling Stones signed with Decca Records in 1963 in London, England this week, the same label that turned down the Beatles the year before. Randy Bachman left the Guess Who this week in 1970. Pete Townsend from The Who was arrested on stage in New York City after mistakenly kicking a cop that he thought was a fan rushing the stage in 1969. Motown Records formed this week in 1960. The Beach Boys released their Pet Sounds album in 1966. In 1995, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Little Richard appeared together for the first time on stage. It happened in Sheffield, England. The first Monterey Folk Festival that featured Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and Peter Paul and Mary happened this week in 1963. The Bob Dylan documentary film, Don't Look Back, premiered in San Francisco this week in 1967. In 1981, Diana Ross left Motown Records and signed a $20 million contract with RCA, which at the time was the most lucrative recording contract ever. The Buddy Holly Story premiered in Dallas, Texas this week in 1978. It starred Gary Busey. The Conway Twitty movie Platinum High School opened this week in 1960. In the studio, Badfinger recorded No Matter What in 1970. The Kinks recorded Sunny Afternoon in 66. Jan and Dean recorded Little Old Lady from Pasadena in 64. The Rascals cut the People Gotta Be Free. In 68, also in 1968, Tony Joe White recorded Polk Salad Annie. Frank Sinatra cut Summer Wind in 66. Gene Knight recorded Mr. Big Stuff. And down the hall in another studio, King Floyd cut Groove Me at the same Jackson, Mississippi recording sessions this week in 1970. The Animals recorded their version of The House of the Rising Sun in 64. And the Hollies recorded Bus Stop in 1966. Rock and roll birthdays, Steve Winwood, formerly with Spencer Davis Group, Blind Faith and Traffic, he's 70 this week. Billy Swan, 77. James Purify from James and Bobby Purify, 75. George Carlin, born this week in 1937. Burt Bacharach is 91. Stevie Wonder, 69. Mary Wells from Motown, born in 43. Richie Valens, born in 1941. Nervous Norvis, whose real name was James Drake, born this week in 1912. Bobby Darin, born in 36. Troy Shondell, born in 1939. Charlie Gracie is turning 83. Lenny Welch, 79. Trini Lopez is 82. Mike Oldfield turning 66. Isaac Red Holt, the drummer with Young Holt Unlimited and the Ramsey Lewis Trio, is 87. Corinthian Crip Johnson from the Dell Vikings, born in 35. Big Joe Turner, born in 1911. Albert Hammond is turning 75. Perry Como, born this week, 1912. And Eddie Arnold, born in 1915. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 12th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.
And now,
the Treasure Island Oldies